Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as a pair of fox folk. We call them Vaughns of nacho flavor and Vaughns of cool ranch flavor. We all use the he, him pronouns. Today, our Vaughns in, well, one of them is being sneaky and is about to have some fun with a catapult, while the other is wondering who crapped in his pants. There's he's scared right now.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is in her element. She is fighting her ultimate enemy, Shadows.
And I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard who's currently melded with Sidroa, the goo creature. And together we are known as Weldroa. You can throw any pronouns you want at us. Mine are they, them. And Wealthy just wants to pet the kitties.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student slash pilot. I haven't used college student in a while. Didn't meant to say that one. That's cool. We all use he, him pronouns. And I just realized that both of my characters are piloting things. It's a little weird in a...
They are piloting
convergence.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah. Which convergence. Is fascinating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a fantasy game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on our podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure, I'll do a recap. There was a really big battle. Rocks came up from the side in twos with containers between them. And we're going to try to drop those containers onto the battlefield. And we took down a few of them and are now dealing with the contents of the remainder. There's some catapults in them. And there were some giant minotaurs with giant hammers in one of them. And there were some giant shadow tigers in one of them, and we're just trying to deal with them all. Also in one of them there were a bunch of ropers hanging down from the underside between the rocks, and Lucky was unfortunately picked up by a roper, and we're all very concerned for her. Meanwhile, Grix is in the helm, helping to correctly set us down in the direction that we had planned to be set down, which is to say, you know, square peg, square hole.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
You guys.
What's up?
I just realized we're fighting these rocks the dumb way, because paper covers rocks.
I know. I mean, it's what? Just like, here's the problem, though. Here's the problem, Adam. This is a low paper society. We don't have enough paper to cover all the rocks. We've been telling you this for literal years.
Ian saw this coming.
That's right. It's all part of my master plan.
But here's the upside. We don't have very many scissors. So, like, at least the rocks can't defeat us that way.
Unless they brought their own.
I mean, why would they bring their own scissors just to defeat the scissors? Come on, Kelly.
I don't play rock, paper, scissors very often, so never mind.
What?
Not up in all the latest meta strats for rock, paper, scissors.
I would have to think about it too hard. Let's play.
Oh, man. I don't know why, but now I just want to talk about rock, paper, scissors for the rest of the night, which is a huge problem.
Is it? Let's go.
It is if we ever want this combat to finish. Yeah. Everyone roll initiative.
All right.
Everyone roll initiative. Oh, God. That was a one for Weldroa. In our stupidly shiny mech suit.
All right. Jesse, what did you get?
7.
Fonzen?
Nacho got an 8. Cool Ranch got a 5.
And Grix?
Grix got a 5. Steamboat got a 7.
All right. Hey, Vons.
Yeah.
You rolled well in your initiative.
I guess.
The people near you rolled better, by which I mean your opponents. So luckily, there's a lot of people here, not just you. Do you want to try to make yourself as unobtrusive as possible? Although you did just throw a thing that shot lightning at them, so. But do you want to try to hide in the crowd, or do you want to stand bravely at the front, that thing you seem prone to do?
Well, Vons, if I recall, has a cannon loaded with glue.
Yes.
I think he's going to aim that at the most mobile things.
Well, the things are going to get to you first. My question was, did you want to try to blend into the crowd to try to make them go after the other people around you?
Well, if he knows that they've got the drop on him, yeah, he's going to do that instinctively.
Okay. Roll hide check with dexterity.
Okay. So a dexterity roll would say 25 plus whatever animal bonuses he's got. If there are any, I don't know. I'm not looking at his sheet. I know he's got some kind of hide and sneak.
So I see in roll 20 that you rolled a 2.
A 2? Wait, what? I rolled a 12. Oh, Jesus. It's a cocked die.
I was going off the thing that showed up in the chat log.
Yeah, I guess it did show up in the chat. I'm staring down at 12. But, all right.
I'll take your digital 12. I was just confused.
But, well, yeah, I rolled this in roll 20. It's the 12 that's pointing up, if I'm not mistaken. But
all right.
There's a 2 right next to it. So.
Let us use physics glitches to our advantage. All right. You roll a 25.
Take that, roll 20.
That's right. So you blend back in to the people around you. You're in a crowded spot of the battle, to refresh the listeners and the players. You're out on the plazas in front of the arcs. It is pouring rain. There is lightning striking. Currently, most of it is Vons. Vons created and targeted, but that may not continue to be true, and the wind is picked up. There's everyone who can hold a sword and has any modicum of training pretty much is out here. So it's real crowded on these plazas, and the corruption solved this for the door defense area that Vons is in by just dropping one of their troop carrier containers into the crowd. Which has been real fun for everyone involved.
Oh no.
So you got everyone out of the way.
Yeah, you yelled to them like a real hero.
That's right. And now you're like, I've done my part. And you try to hide between a couple other people who are wearing armor and more obvious targets. So
yeah. They look like they're frontline people anyway. Like they'd probably rather be in front of Vons. I mean, that makes sense, right? Like, yeah, they'd
of
rather
course.
Be at so the yeah. They look like they're ready to punch things. That seems more their style. I mean that's what they showed up for, right? Like this is what we're doing up here. This is fine. This is
that
fine.
That sounds extremely reasonable. So
I'm not scared.
No, of course not. So most of the enemies are gonna, are forming up into a formation, and there were folks with shields. There were corrupted creatures with shields and swords. Behind them, corrupted creatures with spears. And behind them, minotaurs with giant hammers. And pretty much all of them fall into a formation. The shields are around the spears, and the spears are around the minotaurs, and they appear to be getting ready to press towards the door. But, Vons, you are very special. Because you electrocuted one of them, who one person survived. One minotaur survived your electrocution, and they have decided to take exception to this rule, or to this thing that you have done.
I mean,
that seems kind of unreasonable.
It's not fair, but
it's okay. A war, There's no place to hold grudges.
Yeah, they're the ones who left all this smashed crate up here.
No one in war has ever held a grudge against someone who shot them.
Of course not.
So this one, apparently not super following the directions of the overall group, has decided to charge at you. And apparently there's no rule for how far away you have to be for that. So that's fun.
What?
Okay. I mean, it's pretty far away anyway, so it gets some, or wouldn't it just hit you? No, the charge is more fun. All right, Vons, this giant corrupted minotaur, as everyone else forms up around it, lowers its horns and charges at you directly. What is your AC these days?
Finding that book. Open. Uh-oh. Vons' AC is 14.
All right.
How do I make that go up?
You go back in time and get better armor. All right. So this thing goes, it charges at you. It is the only thing that decided to target you. So that's good. The downside is that it does hit you. So you go, you're trying to go left, you're trying to go right. You're kind of in a formation. It's hard to move. And then you run out of time as this thing charges over the shattered remains of the crate. And right into you with both its horns. And does 21 damage.
That's a lot of damage.
As you are, you know, gored. you get hit. Horn goes places that you prefer your organs to be. You are lifted up in the air and then tossed to the side.
Okay.
Someone else politely breaks your fall by being underneath you. And you go down in a pile with them on the floor.
Okay.
So, you know, you're feeling great. Hey, it's your turn.
Numbers related to that?
Yeah, you took 21 damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 21 damage. He's still... That's less than half of his health, so we're good-ish.
That's great!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think positive.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know how, just weird rolls happened whenever I level up Vons.
I guess
rolls that make me question his very nature.
Both my guys could survive that now.
Yay!
That's great.
Not that they'll get targeted.
that's very true. But all right. So nacho cheese, what do you do?
Well, what if he were covered in glue?
I mean, you don't know until you try.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good shot at making him all sticky. Let's hit him with the glue gun here, and then maybe he'll let everybody know that he's shooting glue in case they want to attack him after. Maybe they'll let it harden first, something. I don't know.
All right, roll your attack roll.
Okay.
Oh, are you standing up first?
I
figure you're going to stand up either before or after. I'm just curious.
Is there a... does firing this shot while he's on the ground, like laying down, make it... like, does that harm the roll, or should he lay prone? Does that improve his aim at all or anything like that?
I think if you just fire, you know, you roll onto your back and fire, it's not going to have a penalty. There will be no bonus either.
That's the word I was looking for, was penalty. I don't imagine he's got a bonus while standing either. So, yeah, no. May as well just
this fire looks cool enough. It negates any negative you might have had to the roll.
Yeah, sometimes looking cool is all it takes.
Yeah, it's confidence.
And if anybody knows how to look cool, it's Vaughn. So that says 19 on the thing.
All right.
So, yeah, with his base to hit at, I don't remember what, it's on this sheet over here.
19 is more than high enough. You hit.
Yay!
So you go, the person who was starting to stand up, who'd been next to you, realizes what you're doing and stays down, even as the Minotaur starts getting ready to swing its maul at someone that's next to it, and then you shoot it with glue. So, we've never really done saves for the glue. Are you trying to, like, coat its upper body?
Yeah, you want to kind of hit center-ish mass. Like, you aim there, and invariably it's, like, not perfect, right? But you want to get, like, an arm or leg or wing or something, like, perfectly stayed. But you don't expect... like, this is not a headshot kind of a situation.
Yeah, well, I rolled higher low to determine which half of the body you hit. You hit towards the top. The glue splatters out as it raises its maul over its head to try to make short work of the person that was next to you that you fell into. And you shoot it with the glue, and it hardens, and its arms are stuck, and its hands are stuck to its maul as it's lifted overhead, and its face is also covered in glue, not that you can really see its face. So You've essentially mobilized the entire upper half of this creature.
Huh. It's going to be funny watching it run around that way.
Yeah. All right. So you pick yourself back up and you're ready to get back in the fight.
That was joyfully effective.
We have Jesse.
So Jesse, as I recall, is up against a bunch of shadow tigers.
Yeah, you have a whole bunch of shadow corrupted creatures coming at you. But the tigers are the ones that have broken away from the ranks and are close enough to melee range, so we can count it as melee range for if you want to hit with sword instead of bow.
Here's what I want to do, actually. I have the wolf spear.
Okay.
Which is the spear that purposely has like a crossbar on it so that it keeps away the thing that you spear. So I want to actually hit it with that.
Okay.
And possibly once I hit it with that, I'd like to keep that in until my next turn, if that's possible, just so that it like sort of immobilizes that one like in place so that other people have a better chance of attacking it around me.
Roll your attack.
Okay. I rolled a 16 plus 12 plus 2. So that's 30.
All right. You hit.
Great.
This thing is charging towards you and sees you go with the spear. Looks like it's going to twist around and you just do a little riposte and get it right in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Roll your damage.
5 damage.
Okay. And then, oh boy, roll another attack roll to see if you can grapple it successfully.
What should I use for?
Use your spear bonus.
So I rolled a 13 plus 12 plus 2 is 27.
All right. Yeah, you stop this thing cold in its tracks, even as it tries to claw at you. All right. Steamboat.
Yeah. So last I remember, I was dive bombing the various rock pairs.
Yeah, you'd burning hands the ones carrying the catapult and cause that to get really damaged. And then, so you're currently in free flight, essentially. The ones that you damaged did lift off the roof of the catapult thing, and it has ropers on the bottom, and they're the ones who have grabbed Lucky as well.
Ah, so I'm right there. Okay.
Yeah, you can turn around and get to them this round.
Yeah, in that case, I might try to dive bomb them. And if there's a way I can do a wing slice without endangering Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky's not pulled all the way up yet, so this is the perfect time.
Then yeah, absolutely.
So that would be attacking one of the ropers.
I rolled a 14 on the die. I think that's a 24.
That is a very good roll.
Is that right? Is this a pilot roll or is this an attack roll? What does that count as?
I think I probably had attack with your vehicle written on the class sheet as attacking with your
drive. Oh, but I'm a very good class, so that's fine. Yep, yeah. No, that's fine either way. Yes, 14. 24.
All right, you hit.
All right.
And it sounded like, do you want to go for the strand or for the body of the roper itself? The body is more heavily armored.
I'll go for the strand, free Lucky.
Okay, sounds good.
9 damage.
All right.
Not what you'd call awesome, but that's fine.
I'm going to say that's good enough for a tentacle being hit by a scythe going at full flying speed. You slice neatly through the tentacle. Lucky has a brief Looney Tunes moment of pausing and looking down before then falling back down to earth. But luckily she wasn't too high up. She was kind of just over everyone's heads. So she manages to fall back down into one of the friendly formations.
Yay.
And appears to be, you know, minimally hurt.
All right.
She takes one whole point of damage. Lands funny on one of her ankles.
Sure.
All right. Now it's time for... And then where did you want to position yourself? You can kind of go past the ropers and get ready to loop back around again, or...
I'll go for the next... if there's another incoming threat.
Okay, yeah, you can do like a big arc to get back towards the front because you were kind of flying back towards the center and you arc back out so you can get over the edge and figure out what's going on.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Next up, we have all of the various and sundry creatures that were in the box that fell in front of our frontline group of Jesse and Maldroa and Cool Vons. Although Cool Ranch is currently on a sneaking mission off to the side.
Yeah, he's literally invisible right now, so... Yeah.
All right, so Jesse, the grappled creature, is going to try to escape. They crit succeed.
Oh, no.
So, I'm going to say what happens is the horrible thing I always mention they do, and I've never gotten to do before, because they crit. You have this creature at bay. This is fine. It braces its legs, pushes itself further onto your spear.
Oh, God.
And uses the leverage of having a spear in its ribcage to wrench it out of your hands.
No. Well, that's too bad. I mean, I still have like four other weapons, so I think I'll probably be okay, but...
Still a bummer. What's the damage die on that spear? It's a D8, right?
That's a D8, yeah.
Okay. I roll another one. It does take more damage, but not as much as you'd think, apparently. Okay. Then I'll just go from left to right. So their front line with the shields is progressing a little more cautiously. So the tigers are the only ones that are going to be hitting up against you all this round. Jesse, what's your AC?
My AC is 20.
All right. Another tiger uses the moment of hesitation / slight off balance that you have from having your spear wrenched out of your hands to leap at you and attack. So first attack hits, second attack does not. Third attack doesn't. Okay, so it tries to claw at you and bite at you, but you're old hand at this. You sidestep after the first claw, and so you only get hit once for 1 damage, because I rolled a 1 again.
Wow. Fantastic.
That's great. Now I only have 86 hit points.
Got you on the ropes, I know.
Really? Like,
Well, Drew.
Yeah.
What's your AC?
My AC is, I wrote it down. Did I write it down? No, I did not. So I have to figure it out.
It's on the sheet I gave you.
It's 20 strength.
It's on the sheet Ian gave you for your...
Yes, I know. I know. Actually, where is it? AC plus 8. 28 plus 8 is 36.
I think you're looking at your HP, not your AC.
No, my AC. My HP bonus is 30.
And your AC is like 17?
My AC is... I'm sorry. My AC is 14. You're right. 24. 22.
Let me look at the sheet.
What?
What's happening?
That's my not something you AC, have to calculate.
My AC is 14. But with Wealthy's frame, it's plus 8.
It replaces your armor, because remember that your dexterity gets dropped down to -1, and you aren't wearing your normal armor, so...
Fuck me!
So it's 10 plus 8 for the armor, -1 for the dex, so 17.
Why the hell am I bothering?
Because that's one armor class lower than Jesse, who's wearing some of the best armor in the game. Or a couple points lower.
Three points lower.
I don't know how yours was so high before.
A mystery for the ages. I wasn't sure either, but the last time we came up, we decided to blow past it.
I mean,
I don't. It's got to do with Weldroa, with Sidroa being a part of Sidroa, because Sidroa's hard to kill.
Yeah, I think Weldroa is treated.
I'm a 10 or a 12 as far as AC is concerned, but this is Weldroa's. Anyway,
we'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
So this thing jumps at you. It claws at you.
Don't yell.
No yelling.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. Duh.
There we go. Perfect. Ideal. No, no. So it claws at you twice. It sadly does not hit you with the bite, so I don't get to use its special ability, and I'm very sad.
On the other hand, I'm ecstatic.
You take a total of 5 damage as claws scrape at your armor and just ruin the finish on your giant mech.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's going to take forever to buff that out. Also, there's a giant shadowy tiger right in front of you now, so that's fun.
That's fun.
They do say you lose 20% when you drive off the lot.
So that's 28. All right.
So the rest of the body of that group walks up and will now be in range to hit all of you with their various weapons this next round. Although actually, their rear row is, I think, supposed to be archers, so their archers will do a thing, because they don't care how close they are, relatively speaking.
They have archers?
They had three ranks, so.
Oh.
Did I say what their rear rank was last time? Because I apparently failed to write it down. Okay.
No, I didn't take any notes on there being any archers.
Oh, this is technically a siege.
Sure, but like, I don't know.
They do have to plow their way through the rest of you first.
Yeah.
So they are covered, so they will just fire around their friends. And need to figure out how many. Well, Jessie's scary, so she's going to attract some interest for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And actually, well, Droa's also scary. So.
At the very least, shiny.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Jessie.
Uh-huh?
Your AC is so high.
My AC is so high.
One of them hits you.
One of them hits me. Of course it does.
For 5 damage, as... Wow. One just flies past you, one glances off your armor, and one actually manages to score a good strike.
Okay.
Your armor catches it, so it doesn't go in too deep or anything, but you felt it.
Okay.
Well, Droa, meanwhile, I hate everything. Oh, I was rolling a d8, that's why. It's like, how did I roll single digits for every single roll? Well, Droa, you are also hit by one arrow, because of course the archers are attacking the most armored people. You take another 4 points of damage as an arrow kind of squeaks between your frame and really doesn't hurt you as much as it damages a bit of the hydraulics. You feel something leaking. It's uncomfortable. And then Maldrow sucks it back in because it's mostly making up the hydraulic fluid at this point.
Okay.
Okay. Cool Ranch. You're sneaking around down the around the cargo container that landed in front of our frontline group that is still currently finishing burning. Uh-huh. And you took a flank to the side, you saw the catapult crew, they were getting ready to fire. I believe the plan was you were going to drink an invisibility potion and approach this round. I don't think you can get to them and still attack this round, but you can get positioned to, like, be able to jump him at the start of next round. Assuming
no, he already took the invisibility potion. Yes,
Either way, he hadn't been spotted, but...
Yes.
Okay. But all right. So you've taken your invisibility potion, you're hustling up. Roll a move silently roll.
A move silently roll. I know that they've got a bonus to move silently.
I think you have a plus two.
Probably also some armor interactions there. Gotta find his... He's got equipment for this. He's very, very sneaky. So I rolled a 13. Adding his level to that puts it at 25. It's dex, so that's another 1, 26. But, let's see. Oh, those are his weapons. Those are his concoctions. And then, yeah, he's got Shadow Knight armor for kick-ass evasion. Sounds like Munchkin armor, if ever I heard it.
Let's see. Yeah.
That wasn't my initial plan with it, but I can see how it gets there, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of modifiers.
Yeah, plus 2 bonus on hide checks. This isn't exactly a hide check.
No, it's not.
But yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt. And then he's got a long flowing scarf that no one can see right now.
Yeah, it's currently invisible.
But it sounds good. And a face covering, which again, no one can see.
That's how you know it's working. No one can see you.
It's working just that well. So, okay, so it doesn't look like his... armors do anything specific for him.
No, the main thing is armor is way better than standard leather armor.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah.
And it's a very long description, so you know it looks cool.
Yeah. But all right. So you go, you sneak up.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to figure out how far you would have traveled to do this and if you could still attack. Fuck it, it's more interesting. You're able to get to one of the people that was... cranking the winch into position. It's locked down now, but you can reach one of them. It, however, does not appear to be the lead engineer who's commanding the aiming, although it's really hard to tell because they don't talk and don't really gesture. Just all move in eerie synchronicity.
Yeah, it's all like creepy groupthink.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're up close. I've got a vial of acid, or jar or something. I've got a container of acid. And okay. I intend to sneak it into the works of the catapult.
Okay. From where you're standing right now, you could throw it into the works of the catapult, but you can't get quite up to it this round, I don't think.
Am I taking the risk that if I wait until my next turn to do this, that catapult would have gone off? Or does that catapult take more than one round to...
You think it is ready to fire. It looks like they probably shipped it up here, ready to go.
Uh-huh.
You hear well, other it'll catapults still take going a, off around the battlefield.
It'll still take them an entire round to... Because a round is how long?
10 seconds-ish, although honestly, in the case of this particular battle, it's very squishy, and we'll probably treat them as longer overall. Because I figure we don't want to run a 1,000-round combat.
Yes, right. Please.
Have time.
It'll definitely take longer than 10 or 20 seconds to reload and prepare a catapult again.
Bonds, make an intelligence check.
That was apparently a 19 on the die, so a bunch. It's a bunch.
You remember from some book about a game for nerds that you read a zillion years ago that if there's a crew of four, catapult like this can be reloaded and fired every other round.
Every other round.
So you'd have a round of it being idle between
right
this shot and its next.
I think I should probably take advantage of that because throwing this would count as an attack, whereas placing it in the works and then calmly walking away... isn't an attack at all. That's just me putting a thing in a place.
That's true. Sort of.
I think by the rules of the yeah, it makes sense to me.
So yeah, I'm just gonna let that go off the one time and then it won't go off a second time.
Alright. Okay, so you're in position. You're like, you know, we see you sidling around this guy. You're probably getting pretty close to the edge of the arcs at this point, because the other option is sidling into a bunch of fire. So you're slipping around. You try not to look down over the edge. There's a railing. I'm sure that will save you if something hits you. So, yeah. You can feel the wind extra strong up here, and become very aware of just how wet the ground has gotten. Okay. Grix.
Yeah.
You're piloting this ship.
Yeah. What do I need to do right now?
So you were finishing getting them oriented. Past a certain point, they can kind of take it in themselves. And then if you have if you've all magically won the battle at that point, then feel free to come back and let them fine tune it. But I think if you get another really good int check and nothing goes wonky on their end, they should be good and you can start heading upstairs. So roll intelligence check to try to finish nailing down. Because they know you're over it now. You've determined that much. You just need to get rotated correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. What if I open every program on my computer? All right. 23.
Okay. You go. You take your little visualization you had going in the air. You line up the blinking red dot with the blinking red dot of Frymuth.
Yeah.
And you are pretty sure that they are directly over, and all they have to do is go down now.
We're in the pipe, 5x5.
Yeah. Okay, and you can start heading out towards the front, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I'll run turn back up. I got a lot of whammies prepared.
Okay, so you go, you book it out the door. Make a dexterity check.
Unexpected? Oh, 14.
All right, you get out the door. Your zipper gets stuck, so you're unable to shed the protective armor in time to get to, unless you want to wear it upstairs. But I figure you didn't want to wear your environment suit to the fight. It just means you don't get to the teleporter this round. You'll get to it next round. You're delayed a little bit.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
fine. It was just if you managed to, like,
full
action hero, eject your helmet and just dive out of it. Like,
wow. That would be generous, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is fair. Yeah.
Grix is so small, though. He's got to take advantage.
Sure.
All right. That was Grix. It's Lucky's turn. Lucky picks herself back up.
Yay!
Shakes her fist at the sky.
I was concerned that was going to be a long, like, multi-check challenge.
I decided that was boring and you should get to do more interesting things. You meant for the piloting, right?
No, for Lucky.
Yeah, no.
I thought, like, pulling her out of stuff would be, like,
Thankfully, you got to her right away. It would have been much more complicated if it had been too much longer.
You're welcome.
I already said it was really cool how you did that.
I'm sorry.
You hear over the clash of battle. Thanks, Steamboat. I felt the need to say this for some reason.
I'm sorry.
She looks up, stars in her eyes. Steamboat Willie, you're my hero.
Doing it just to see if she can make you uncomfortable is a bit.
Is that what you wanted?
Nailed it.
Yay!
How far back is she? Yeah, she's probably pretty far back. She's not going to risk throwing something over the crowd to try to get to the people that are attacking the front line.
No,
especially not something explosive, which might have been her first instinct. She is related to Vons, but she's more aware of the AoE of things.
And she hasn't built a sandwich shooter by now?
Hasn't really been her thing.
All right.
I mean, she's been very busy as a, 17-year-old running an entire brewery alone.
And a potion shop.
And a potion shop.
And Mitt isn't there to help her anymore.
Yeah, Mitt's no longer there. She had to get Aramith.
She can no longer rely on indentured servitude.
She paid Mitt. Vons didn't.
Vons didn't.
But all right. Well, Droa.
Oh, thank God.
There's a tiger in front of you.
There's a tiger in front of me.
There's two ranks of shadow corrupted soldiers in front of just behind that. There's archers behind that. There's a catapult behind that. I'm sure nothing else will come over the edge after this round.
Of course not.
Of course not. So, what would you like to fight? Or what would you like to do?
I'm going to use... Damn it. I've got four of those. I'm going to use Fireball again.
All right. What are you hitting?
I'm going to throw it in the middle of the, in the center, so that I can try and catch the catapult and the shadow tigers.
They have moved far enough forward, you cannot catch both. The catapult was behind the original container, and
then I'll take the catapult.
All the soldiers have advanced.
That's not the catapult that Cool Ranch Vons was going toward, is it?
It is.
Okay, well, interesting.
Well,
he's invisible.
He's invisible. I'm thinking I need to take that out, and I need to take out the archers and the shadow corrupted who are directly behind the shadow tigers. We can deal with the shadow tigers.
So if you hit the catapult, you're going to hit the catapult and its crew, and possibly Cool Ranch. I'll double check the radius, but the archers also did not stand in the burning container they were in, so they've had to move at least 15 feet forward, and the catapult is 15 feet by 15 feet. So,
all right, then I'm going to try and take out the archers and the minotaurs. The shadow creatures behind the tiger.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, we can say you do that like as they finish advancing. Okay, roll your attack roll. Or roll your... No, they just all make saves. I just make a million saves. You said you wanted to do the 40-foot diameter sphere.
Fireball.
Math.
1d6 damage per caster level to all creatures. All right, so that's 11.
I think you can just catch like everything that's attacking you right now. More or less. I'm going to give some credence to the fact that it's a sphere and let the tigers that are right up against you and the shadow corrupted on the outer corners be spared.
That's fine.
But otherwise, let's see. You are currently level 12?
11. I'm at level 12, but I'm casting at 11.
Casting at 10. Minus 2, usually.
Oh, okay.
Either way, that's just letting me know a certain number I have to figure out. So, all right. Time to roll 18 saving throws. That's not how this math works. I think it's actually a larger number than that. A lot of saving throws.
Your own fault for putting so many things up against us.
All right. And then I'll draw roll your damage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That is 30. 30 damage.
All right.
Not my best roll.
All right. So, sorry. Tiger. All right, you didn't hit the tigers that are actively attacking you. The other one's already injured. All right, so you go. You cast this fireball as these Shadow Corrupted are advancing and getting in position, and you're getting attacked by a tiger, but you concentrate. So when the smoke clears, the outer edge of the front line, one sword and shield guy on the far sides, still up.
Okay. How many did I take out?
20? 20.
Good lord.
Yeah. One of the archers manages to jump back and get into the suddenly very narrow strip of the ground that is not on fire that they are adjacent to at this point. And they're still standing, although they look a little singed. The tiger that Jesse stabbed is still up, shaking slightly. And the tiger that is attacking you, you know, bravely threw itself against you to not be in range of your fireball. Save for the one going after Jesse. So, but besides that, you have melted this entire group, and the catapult crew is just seemingly moving a little bit faster. Speaking okay. of, not exactly at the same time, but all of the catapults go off. Now, I'll give you guys some insight. They do have to roll attack rolls. Granted, they're hitting stone, but there is an illusion in front of it that makes it match the wall even better than it usually does. So I'm going to say that eliminates any sign that that overhang archway actually leads to the door. So they know roughly where the door is, because it's, I mean, they've been here before. Center of the plaza, towards the back. But they're trying to actually hit with a siege weapon, so they have to be a little more precise than usual. There's also a very fun rule in the book about how firing catapults works, which you see on the far flanks as you see many of these cast iron balls flying up overhead. You'll also see two off to your left in the distance fly directly upwards and then fall directly downwards. And the sound of wood shattering as it destroys the catapult. Because so if you roll a one while you're operating a catapult, you fire it directly upwards and destroy the catapult.
Wonderful. I love that for us.
I don't know why they made it a 5% chance, but I get it. The one you all are firing goes off.
Catapults are notoriously self-destructive.
Sure. Yes?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, you ever build one?
No, actually.
Oh, you can get these little kits.
I see.
Search catapult on Amazon.
I shan't!
This is how we finally sell out. We're in the pocket of Big Catapult. All right, so Nacho Cheese Vons.
Uh-huh.
Roll a d20 and tell me what you get.
Come on. There it is. D20. Okay, I got an 11 on the d20.
All right. I'm going to roll for the crowd that is near you. Because one of them would have hit the door, but it missed based on, you know, width. So instead of it sailing over or falling particularly short or curving off to the side or whatever. Instead, it's going to land among the crowd near you. So a giant iron ball comes crashing down. Bonds a couple people about 20 feet to your right. Well, have learned how bad it is to be between a rock and a hard place, especially when that hard place is falling at you in terminal velocity. No. So that's not great. The ball then starts bowling back through the crowd, but everyone mostly shoves out of the way. Two of them, however, do sail over your head, and you hear them impact the door, where you know the door of the arcs is, because you can see it. And they do some pretty hefty damage. You see some cracks starting to form. The rest of them fall in among the crowd, or a few just overshoot the plazas entirely as they start to get dialed in. Okay, new round. All initiative.
Ha! 6!
Yes! 10!
Uh-oh.
Alright, Grix? And Steamboat?
What?
We just muted.
Ah, that would make it hard.
My bad. Sorry. Grix got a 10 and Steamboat got a 9. I didn't say much, but I did do a little, like, you know, exclamations of joy at that high, those high numbers. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Woo. We'll cut it back in.
Yeah, here you go. DR it in. Woo, yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Bonsai, what'd you get?
We got a 1 and a 5 for Nacho and Corrin. introspective.
Okay. That's a d20, not a d10. All right. Jesse, you're up first.
Of course I am.
A tiger looks concerned. If a corrupted tiger could look concerned.
Is it possible for me to grab my spear, or how is the spear doing?
It is mostly inside a ribcage, and then you were being attacked by a second tiger, I thought. So, because you hit the one that was charging you, and then another one was able to jump at you.
Oh, okay.
So there's a more active tiger, but the one with your spear is about, well, I guess there's a tiger between you and it at this point.
Okay. I'll just draw, Dad, is that you? And swipe at the one that's closest to me.
All right. Well, you're
double-handed. Oh, well, I rolled a 2 plus 15 plus 2 is 19.
Did you know that when you're a ranger and you're high level and you're fighting the thing you hate, you're really, really, really good?
It turns out.
You hit.
It turns out I don't have to roll well. I just have to not roll a 1.
That's right.
No, I forgot. Great.
I mean, that was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Okay, so roll your damage.
I rolled a d12 and got a 9 plus 3 is 12.
All right. You go. This tiger is dancing back, twisting around, getting ready to maul you again. And you draw that as that you and just bring it in a nice horizontal sweep that it doesn't have a chance to get out of the way of.
Great.
And it's not dead, but you send it stumbling back a couple steps before it tries to lunge at you again.
Great.
All right. Grix.
Yeah.
You're up.
All right. I doff my suit and run up the teleporter thing.
All right. You go. You doff. You run up in a between one breath and the next. You're in command. Running out into the hallway. Well, command
all
is
right,
not
we should be good.
Yeah. Everything's fine now. Command is not full of blood and screaming, so things are going decently up here. You do hear some yelling outside. I think you come out kinda near one of the medevac doors as you are running through the halls.
Okay.
I think you hear some screaming outside there. That's also actually a good place for you to get out into the battle.
Sure. But that's like normal kind of medevac screaming, not...
Yeah, someone's probably injured outside.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There may be just some screaming. Vons, sure. You can confirm that there is screaming.
Yeah, Vons is probably pretty close behind.
Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah, I'll head that way.
Okay. You go and you are opening the inner door as we cut away from you. All right. Vons.
Mm-hmm.
You put this person in such a way that they are stuck to their weapon, and that's not great for them. So my question to myself is, what do they do about it? And my answer is, I don't think they can effectively go and hit the door right now.
I imagine their arms are stuck to their head.
Their arms upper arms are a little bit stuck to their head, and their hands are stuck to their maul, so if they wanted to do like a full-on... They are the metronome bird and just bend at the waist to hit you with their weapon. It might work.
That is an ancient tradition of the art.
Yes.
Of that martial style.
But also, you're slightly further away than the person that also got knocked over, who presumably stood back up and that was their turn. And they can't see, so I'm just going to have them roll in a random direction. And on a 1, it will hit Vons. I get a 7. So they turn around and they smash down. And the person there does not get out of the way.
Aww.
So it gets an actual attack roll with some pretty hefty penalties, but it still hits. God damn, Minotaurs do a lot of damage. All right. So some guy who was like, I'm joining the attack on the flanks. I will be fine. That one Minotaur is going after that foxfolk guy who smells funny, has been punished for his hubris. As he takes 15 points of damage.
Aww.
Luckily, we're close to the door, so this is probably a guardian, which means they're a little more durable than most. So they're hurt, but they're not out of it like it would have been if it was a militia person.
Okay.
That said, so it smashes down. You see it get them on the shoulder, and they stumble back a little bit. Bonds, they shoot you a dirty look. How could you have caused this?
I mean...
The rest of the rear group is in a scrum with a bunch of guardians, but because you melted their center, the guardians are falling in on them pretty handily. They haven't won yet, but they're controlling them so they aren't getting to the door is the big thing.
Yeah, there's probably a pretty good difference in ranks.
Yeah. There's also a lot of guardians up still, so that helps.
Yeah. It's lucky. I bet there were more guardians in the first place than there were people in the crate.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The question is, do they drop any more crates?
Yeah, right.
All right. So Lucky goes. Lucky runs on up to just behind like Jesse and Waldroa, because being on the front line is safe and good, actually. And shakes up a vial that looks red hot, aims it, pops the cork, and attempts to set the tiger that was attacking Jesse on fire.
Cool.
It critically fails its saving throw. And takes 26 points of damage. So Jesse, you cut into it, it dances back, and then you feel this, you know, the extreme heat of a wave of flame, and then it stays danced back, and just crumples. Still slowly burning. It smells unpleasant.
Oh, I know.
Not to be a pest, but I think that Steamboat was a 9.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Steamboat, you're up.
All right.
Thank you.
All good. Yeah, I will. Is there another incoming pair of
carriers? There are going to be incoming carriers pretty quick here. But the thing that is closer that you know that is new is near you, there are two more giant birds that are coming down from the clouds. They are not rocks. They are smaller.
Pebbles.
Yeah, exactly. It's a small boulder the size of a small boulder.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that catches your eye is that it's a little hard to see in the rain and the wind and the darkness, but from all the overcast.
All those Bonnie Tyler things.
Yeah. But you think you see things riding these. Make an intelligence check to try to figure out what you're looking at.
20 even.
All right. Modified. Your guess from reading, or at least reading Lord of the Rings, I guess, because the eagles didn't show up in the first three movies, is that these are giant eagles. So still dangerous, but not nearly as much as a rock. That said, the fact they have riders doesn't match anything anyone has told you.
And are these friends?
Somehow? Oh, hell no. They're all still corrupted creatures. Okay. Sorry, I should have made that clear. Yeah, this is a corrupted creature on top of a corrupted creature, but you can make out that it's two separate creatures.
Interesting.
And the fact that they're flying more or less solo is kind of alarming. Do what you will. They aren't close enough to you, but you could delay until they are.
All right. Okay. I will... you said they're still a ways out, right?
Yeah, they're going to get to everyone this turn and be able to start doing stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's just more that you went before then. So.
Okay. In that case, yeah. I will head towards them, and I will attempt to... Sunlight grenade
as it goes past.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you actually roll your attack roll? Because it was gonna go next. So
okay. Yeah. I mean, that's not gonna hurt me if I get caught in it. Probably does it.
Not nearly as much. No.
Fantastic. Well, then I'll kind of just like, you know, really, really cook it before I throw it.
Wait until they're going right by and toss it on the far side of them, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So an attack roll, okay.
Yeah. Or, yes. Yeah.
21.
That's enough to place that grenade.
Okay.
You go. You toss it right in their lap as they go by. I don't suppose anyone has the damage stats for the sunlight grenade, or did I just say massive damage because I'm cool like that and make good choices?
I don't remember you actually saying what that was.
That sounds on brand for me. All right. So. I may be overgenerous with this, but it's a sunlight grenade, so whatever. Well,
there is a sunburst spell.
Yes.
Which is 3d6 points of damage to any creatures in the burst. And then...
Okay. Yeah, let's go with that.
Extra two people who are harmed by it.
Yeah, so I'm going to say...
Anything harmed by it specifically is automatically destroyed.
Okay, so this isn't quite that good, but okay. It's pretty good.
Damn.
So,
yeah, that's a fucking 8th level spell. I was looking at trying to take that. Yeah, way too high.
So at least this time, does 4 times that amount of damage. Because it is the Shadow Corruption's one known weakness.
12d6?
I'm having it do 4 times damage. So instead of 3d6, it does.
That's... Because it is literally the thing that the corruption is
yeah,
the most.
Yeah, no, but what yeah. Weak? 3 times damage. 3 times what?
Or I said 4 times, sorry. But so four it's doing times... 4 times the 3d6 it Got would it. Do if it was just some random creature.
So 12d6.
Yeah.
Got
Trust
it.
Me, I rolled it, but you should probably roll it, so roll ahead.
Oh, no, okay.
I wasn't thinking. Go for it.
49.
Well, even higher than I did. All right. I'm pretty sure you have destroyed both of them, but let's roll for the eagle just in case. So, Steamboat, what does it look like when you destroy this eagle and its rider as you do a fucking drive-by toss?
It's the most heavy metal-looking thing that you've ever seen. So, like, it's an eagle dissolving in flames with a skeleton guy riding on top. And, like, the whole thing screams as it just dissolves. And then I guess my glider is the least hardcore part of that.
Well, you manage to somehow, you know, trail a bit of the light off your left wing as you go by.
Yeah, yeah. But it would make a great album cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get back, you're going to have that image painted on the side of a van.
Yep.
Maybe on the other side from the thing you have painted on your van already. All right.
If you can get your original van back.
Sure, it's fine. Cars are well cared for and never stolen or impounded. All right. Valdroa.
Yes.
A few sparkles finish falling through the air after Steamboat's metal as hell eagle destruction.
Damn, that was metal.
But you have a tiger in front of you. And there's a catapult.
And there's a catapult. I do need to take out the tiger.
And there's a sword guy near you that looks very doubtful about his chances despite being the corrupted.
I'm gonna take my wand and I am going to take the tiger that Jesse clobbered is looking really bad, isn't he?
So the tiger that Jesse stabbed.
Uh-huh.
Is looking really bad. Okay. Guess. And then the other one that was attacking Jesse is dead. The one attacking you is just fine.
The one that's attacking me is just fine. I am going to take my my wand and I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to shoot four magic missiles at the one in front of me and one at the one that's not looking at all well.
All right. Roll your damage.
I will roll my damage. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is 12. Okay, that's 12 plus 4 is 16 that goes to the one in front of me.
Okay.
And then it's 5 that goes to the one in front of that Jesse stabbed.
What does it look like when you kill the one that Jesse stabbed while it is holding her spear by virtue of the ribcage?
It goes into that hole, and the spear is blown apart, and so there's a lot of splinters, and they just go through its body, and it just...
It wouldn't surprise me, given the lack of wood up here, if people didn't start making spears out of alternative materials.
I wanted to take the critter out.
That's a good question. Hey, Jesse.
What?
Would your spear have a metal shaft?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I assumed it was wood.
All right. So the spear is fine. It does not become shrapnel. That
Yay.
Said, I think it gets pitched off to the side because of the
That's
one.
That's fine. So, I can always recover it.
Yeah, it's about 15 feet away to your left.
Okay, great.
Take it from me. Long metal sticks, usually, like, they get a bend in them, and then it's really hard to get the bend out, and it's like you're never quite sure how to get it true again.
Boomerang spear, I hear.
I'll deal with that. That's fine.
All right. Cool Ranch.
We're sneaking.
To your left, a sheer drop. To your right, and front, a catapult crew. To your diagonal if you wiggle just right. The workings of the catapult as they start winching it back down to reload it.
And that's the hot new dance.
Yeah.
Let's get in there and let's sneak this vial of acid into one of the cogs or something. Ideally, we're trying to melt some rope or dissolve some metal spring part or something.
Roll a dex check to maneuver in there.
Oh, got a 19 again.
Yeah.
So a dex check would put that at very high.
All right, you go. Take advantage of that, you know, having those soft paws is nice for sneaking on hard surfaces. And you go and you just step up just so as they move around you and dodge between them. And you're crouched down and you go up to the main mechanism and roll an intelligence check to effectively destroy this with a single vial of acid.
Oh, that's stupid. Okay. My int check is not as good. it's not crit fail, but this would put that.
I would have launched Fawns out of a catapult so hard.
Well, and then maybe I get rescued by Grix, but it looks like in this case, this adds up to, what, 24, 25? Yeah.
All right.
No, not 25. Maybe 14. 15.
15. All right.
I'm so used to throwing that extra 10 in there.
I think what you do is you take your acid. You're not sure exactly where to put it. So because the mechanism is kind of big and chunky compared to what you're used to, honestly. So you're not sure that vial would go through. So you pour it on some of the rope. And basically, it's no guarantee it'll actually eat all the way through enough to break it. But you can sit there and wait. As long as nothing bumps into you, you're probably fine. Although, wait.
This is
an aggressive action, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're going to... the whole goal here is to stick the vial in somewhere where it will break, ideally against
or
something vital.
So in that case, you wedge it into
the works.
Yeah, you slip it into the works. You wedge it against one of the cogs that's slowly being cranked and can start making your escape, although you'll only basically get back to where you were at the start of this. So you'll still be next to a couple things.
And that's okay. They won't know where to look.
When this breaks, they might.
When this breaks, hopefully they'll just think, Grog torqued too hard. I imagine they're cavemen for some reason.
Weird supposition?
I don't know. I actually really love that.
Attacks. If the subject attacks any creature, and the catapult is not a creature.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very lucky. By which I mean you followed the rules, how dare you? you <go. laughs> So you go, you've snuck back, you're waiting, bated breath. You hear the vial crush above the burning and chaos and rain, and your own heart in your ears. You still manage to hear that crunch.
He'd be listening for it.
The acid starts eating through the rope, or through the gears, and you won't know for sure until they try to fire it. Whatever you did, it was kind of down in there, so it's hard to know. Like, they probably get it, you know, locked down into place, but whether it will actually launch properly is a whole other question.
There's some steps to see how it really resolves, like the ball hits the seesaw, which launches the diving man into the little bucket, which hopefully hits the little... Yeah, it's a mousetrap reference.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. All right, so you're there, you're waiting. They fire the catapult. Oh, no, they're reloading the catapult. They finished reloading the catapult. I can keep track of rounds. All right. And then, so all the catapults are busy reloading, except for the ones that destroyed themselves, in which case the crew is probably standing around extremely embarrassed.
It happens. They're catapults.
Everyone misfires sometimes.
They,
it's fine.
They take a lot of load.
Okay. And then, Waldroa.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how your giant and pearlescent?
Yeah.
The other giant eagle that did not get destroyed in a super metal way dives at you to attack. However, you are very heavy, so it won't be able to pick you up. So it's just going to talon and beak at you as it drives by.
Okay.
Well, at least you didn't accept that Target sponsorship.
All right. The talons, I'm going to say what happened is it tried to grab onto you and then went, nope. But while it was holding on to you and flapping, it still grabbed you with its beak and tried to crunch down.
Mm-hmm.
Your armor takes 7 damage.
Shit. Uh-huh.
And then the eagle is going to start flying away, but not before the creature on its back does something. I know. It does the worst thing it possibly could have.
To me or for it?
To you.
Oh, God.
You take 8 points of damage as 3 magic missiles hammer against your armor.
Oh, man.
Cast by the creature on its back as it flies up to get clear of the group.
Okay, well, that's not pleasant to be on the other side of.
Was that one of the shadow corrupted?
Uh-huh.
Fuck everything!
Raptors learn to open doors, and shadow corrupted apparently can cast magic missile.
3 of them.
Yeah. Alright, so that one flies away. There are technically still enemies near you. Alright. Jesse.
Yeah.
Yes.
The shadow corrupted with a shield and sword bravely approaches you and swings. How do you parry something that only rolled half of your AC?
I just sort of I have like a shield on my arm and I just sort of like bat it away.
All right. Another one.
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like, that doesn't sound full hearted. Like, they don't sound like they're angry at you. They're just like,
they're shadow corrupted and I hate them.
I'm going to say, every shadow corrupted is just literally doing their job pretty much. But Jesse has no sympathy for them.
And I'm doing mine.
Yep. The other one, the archer who was still up, fails to do their job. Arrow sails past you over the head of the crowd. So they get a total of 5 on their roll. And then a tiger attacks Wealthy.
The tigers are a surprise.
I like them.
I kind of like them too, actually.
What would happen if a tiger attacked a goo creature? Would they immediately regret it?
To just be like, you
just get a mouthful of goo.
All right. So
maybe steal a bone.
Wealthy, you get hit by 2 claws, although one of them does double damage because they crit.
God damn it.
You take 7 more points of damage as this thing starts hooking its claws into the edges of the plate. And there's horrible metal screeching noises that everyone around you for 50 feet can hear as it starts trying to open you like a tin can.
And how much is that again?
7.
7. Okay.
What is your armor's HP at?
I am now below. My armor's HP is now gone.
Okay.
So I am right at my HP.
Okay. So you've taken the 30 damage that your armor absorbed.
Yes.
Okay. Your armor is now broken, which is not great. And parts of it may work worse. I never fully statted this out. You'll probably be a bit slower, things like that. Loose AC. Okay. It actually occurs to me that I forgot about something.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there should be a damage reduction or something.
There mostly isn't because I hadn't done that in. I didn't implement it.
I know, so that's a very
overpowered.
Yeah, that's not
DR CNC. A lot.
Yeah.
The main thing was this added 30 HP flat on top for total HP pool. But something I did actually forget is that on crits, it's possible for the armor to lose a limb.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. It is.
So roll me a strength saving throw. You're going to add your full level and you're going to add 2 because we're going to use them. Actually, no, you can add the armor strength. So your bonus is at 4. So you're going to add your level plus 4 to your d20.
On the right side, armor.
God damn it. Reattach. I crit.
You crit positively?
No, I crit doubt it. Badly.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that's 12, 16.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
God damn it again.
Aw.
Another crit?
Another crit.
Crit fail. Okay, this brings up an interesting thing.
Okay.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You find yourself flying through the air.
Oh, God.
Which is weird, because you're much too large to be flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
You realize a couple things.
This is very disconcerting.
1, you still have most of your helmet around you.
Oh, God.
2, you appear to not actually be attached to the rest of your armor at this point. They're getting a great overhead view of the crowd. And 3, you're not sure if you're totally riding solo, but you don't really feel Sidroa's presence in here with you. You still have control of your goo body, it would seem. But your operator is MIA.
Huh.
Oh, no!
What?
It could be that Sidroa is stunned.
Sidroa! Oh God, where's Sidroa? Okay, so where are we flying towards?
I'm going to make a dex
check for someone. Falling with style.
The crowd.
Okay.
People. There we go. You hear a familiar voice yell, "Got it," as you then sail through their upstretched hands. And then you land very firmly in the hands of someone behind them.
Okay.
Who rudely tosses you up like a basketball briefly.
And who...
You find out very quickly as you reorient yourself with, there's a lot of vision you can have when you're a goo monster. Getting that weird almost 360 degrees when you try. Looks like Aramith was the one who failed to catch you, and Rune is the one who did.
Oh, God. Thank goodness.
Hey, lost your head?
No, I lost my body, actually. And the actual creature whose body this is isn't responding, so put me down.
Wealthy, make a charisma check to speak clearly.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I don't want to do emo again. That's a 12 plus just 11.
Don't do emo. That's fine.
13. 23.
What are those two numbers? Okay, you are able to speak.
Okay.
Aramith, okay. Should we get you back to the rest of you?
No. No.
No?
It's
no?
I'll get there myself. You guys do what you're doing. I'll see what I can do for myself.
Should we at least, throw you?
Yeah, go ahead and throw me back in that direction.
All right, we'll see how Rune and Aramith decide to interpret that instruction.
Amazing.
What the fuck?
This is fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great and everything is cool.
Everything will great be fine.
Nacho Cheese Vons.
Yeah.
Your original opponent is being fallen upon by various people, so you have some breathing room. And looking up, you do not immediately see any more falling boxes or containers or other things. There is still the rocks going across with the ropers, and there is still catapults, and there is still that, shadow-corrupted caster riding an eagle. But none of them are immediate threats to you.
Hmm.
So you have a second to decide what you want to do.
Now, how many of the survivors from the crate of lightning-iness are still ambling about?
Roughly half of them. So there's only about six of them left. They've both been surrounded and are getting chopped down. So the Minotaurs are putting up a good fight, but apparently launching one squad at an army did not work out as well as they might have hoped.
Well, that's good. Vons is
they
not
play too
be
much
whole...
D&D.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to be a whole heck of a lot of help there, but he's got an idea since he now knows what these guys are coming up equipped with. I think he wants to prepare for the next wave, so he's going to sneak off and towards an overlooking ledge and see if he can hit one of the rocks or crates or whatever on its way up again.
Okay, so you're getting some height. Roll a dex check to clamber up to a higher ground.
Okay. Well, it's not amazing. 7 on the die is 19, 20.
Okay, it's slippery, but you scramble up. One of the older columns had kind of fallen against the wall that makes up the front of the arcs a while ago. So you use that to scramble yourself up, and you're kind of perched on where it meets the rock. And you have a good view of the two rocks that were carrying are carrying the roper panel that got lucky temporarily. They are pretty close to you, so you could actually attack them this round if you wanted, as they're finishing their strafing run. And they do have some other people that are yelling and being drawn in ever closer to the ropers. Quite a few other people, actually. So I'm sure they would appreciate the effort.
Sounds reasonable to attack them, then. Maybe we just load up some simple basic, I guess acidic acid, and try taking out the crate that they're carrying. Or
acid probably won't do enough damage to do that. Unless you hit the... This did get hit by a fireball earlier. You have to hit it just right. You'd have to hit the place the chain was attached to the crate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a trick shot, but it can work.
I bet it wouldn't help their feathers much.
No.
Let's see. Maybe I look at my gear real quick and see if I've got a better
option. I would ask if it was like 2d4 or something. So,
oh, do I see any clear clumps of guys like around that are just guys? Oh, maybe I could take out a catapult, or at least the crew.
You are all the way across from the catapults. You'd be shooting hundreds and hundreds of feet.
Oh, okay.
Because you're near the door, and they're launching from the other side of the battlefield.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and there'd be no way for me to get to that side. And so, yeah, no, we're not doing that then. Yeah, let's keep focusing on those rocks then, I suppose.
Okay.
Although, I guess a sun grenade would probably hit one of those pretty good, too, if I could guarantee a hit.
Just roll well. What's the problem?
Yeah, right. Airborne stuff, man. Let's see.
I'm assessing no penalties because I don't want to do that math. So you just have to hit their standard AC.
Okay. Oh, how are the rocks carrying these things?
They are carrying chains that are attached by iron fittings to the box. In this case, the ropers were the fun surprise in the box of corrupted Cracker Jacks. And so they're just carrying the top panel, essentially, and it has ropers attached to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh, just kind of a dangle. Now, how are these chains attached to the rocks?
They're holding them in their talons.
Okay, so pure will.
Yeah, if one of them goes down, it will drop the chain.
Yeah, and I imagine if one of them has dropped the chain, then the thing being all sideways and stuff will just cause chaos to the ropers.
Yeah, presumably. They have a pretty good grip, but how it affects their ability to drag people in, you're not sure. It would certainly affect their field of view.
What a weird thing to carry ropers.
I mean, they had to surprise us somehow.
Sure.
They're yanking people up out of the masses.
Yeah, fair.
And so I think each roper has like 6 tentacles. It's mean. Yep, 6 strands.
Acres. Well, I just don't know that I have anything that would get a rock to immediately drop what they're doing.
I mean, the sun grenade would work.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense if all we're trying to do is like,
yeah,
surprise them. Yeah. Wait, the stun grenade does a lot of damage? No, it doesn't.
The stun grenade. Sun. Yeah.
Oh, the sun grenade.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We haven't tried one of these things anyway. And
I just did.
Maybe it's worth it.
Oh. That's the thing that Steamboat used to murder.
Dang it.
Literally just did.
An eagle.
That's right. I'm remembering that.
But, like,
now.
That
I'm
doesn't
sorry.
It doesn't matter if people yeah. have used it before.
Yeah.
You should use it. It's
yeah,
effective.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. I
okay.
love it.
Well, that's what we want to know is, like, was it effective? What was
Five
the
stars.
Radius like?
Yeah. We knew it was going to be effective.
Big, loud, bangy.
And now you can
big,
get some first hand
experience.
Flash here.
All right, well, of course he wants to do that now that he's, like, he's probably seen that happen.
No,
like,
it was real fun.
Miss that.
Yeah. Oh, you could
looks
not.
Metal as hell.
Yeah. It
all right, my
caused
turn.
The greatest album cover in history.
All right, rolling
oh,
attack
right,
roll.
Right, yeah. Oh, how did I forget that whole segment? That was awesome. Ka-ka! Yeah, so yeah, we're gonna do one of those.
Yeah,
I assumed the rock are too far out of, like, throwing range, so we're going to use the
yeah, you're going to be sandwich shooting it, but you can load it and fire it.
Yeah, so we're going to do some of that. Some load and fire and take that, birds. Kapew. I assume that's a d20?
Yeah, it's a attack
roll. Kapew noise?
Yep.
Not great. That's a 7 on the die. The second time in a row. Stupid die. I shouldn't complain. I got 2 19s today. Let's see, that's... Oh, we're not adding the level to it, right? This is
nope.
just like...
It's here.
You have a base to hit.
Yeah, your base to hit.
Yeah, my base to hit is +6 now. There we are.
Okay, and then you add your dex modifier, because it's a ranged weapon, so...
All right, so that's a +7, so that's 14.
Okay, so that misses. You go, you sure. aim, you're trying to hit one of the rocks, or like the board in between them or something.
It's got to go off somewhere.
The wind picks up, throws your aim just off. It sails beautifully at them, between them, over the board, and down into the crowd.
Well, that's a bit of bother.
But I mean, surely...
It's not going to do nothing.
It's not going to do nothing, right?
Well, because it breaks open and explodes. So it's going to break open when it hits the ground.
Yeah, in the crowd. There's the crowd.
You said in the crowd?
Yeah, because you got a bunch of armies here, and you have a front line, and you have that rear insert, but between them is mostly friendlies.
Oh, so it's in our friendlies.
It will do something, just to...
All right, someone gets a tan. It's cool.
Yeah. You all see another brilliant burst of light and hear a lot of screaming. That sounds very not corrupted because, you know, the corruption doesn't scream.
Okay.
Well, it weeds out infiltrators, you know?
That's right. Exactly.
Look on the bright side.
Oh, ho.
Sorry, Jesus, what's wrong with me?
Sorry, guys!
No, it's fine. You're in a good mood. I like that. It's nice.
Yeah, all right. So all of you who have combat experience can, you know, feel that the next wave is coming. Grix here, making your way out the door, probably just as this giant burst of light happens out there for some reason that you're not clear on. While Droa, you're looking up at the sky from the comfy inside of a helmet. And yeah, that's where we're going to pick up next time.
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our dankest, blazest posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Yes, I
either way, he hadn't been spotted, but
is somebody playing with something?
Yeah, I've got adhesive on my fingers. Sorry, I'm trying to get it off.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the most fucking it's Vaughn's
very shit loud
ever said.
Maybe
this is an amazing stinger. This is the most amazing on-brand stinger.
Oh, I have adhesive on my fingers. I'm trying to get it off.
In fact, you should even like just clip it for like a reaction soundbite.
Be part of the trailer.
Yeah, put it on the soundboard in the Discord.
Yep.
That's right.
Fuck everything!